Star. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Michael Collins Piper live. It is Friday, May 25th, 2007. This is not a rebroadcast, folks. I apologize to you and to myself for not being with you last night. I set my clock. I decided to take a nap, and I set my clock for 10 minutes of 9 Eastern time. Only one problem. I set it for 10 minutes of 9 a.m. And as you know, this program is in the p.m. So, you know, I was so looking forward to doing the show last night because I had some information, very important information, I think, in some respects, that I wanted to pass on to you. And lo and behold, I didn't get a chance to do it last night, but tonight I will. The consequence of my having missed the show last night is that none other than Queen Erich Hufschmidt got a 24-hour reprieve on finally being dragged out of the closet. So, needless to say, we are going to talk about Erich Hufschmidt here this evening, and I think the information I'm going to bring you, which actually came to me from Erich's lap puppet, Christopher Boleyn, I think this information which came to me from Christopher Boleyn directly regarding Erich will be of interest to you because it may shed some light on Erich's antics over the last several years and, of course, on his initial decision to deny Zionist involvement in 9-1-1 when he published his book and did his video. Well, we're going to talk about that later in the hour here, folks. But I do have some information that I want to pass on to you. It's not particularly original information. In fact, it's not original information at all. It's some commentary from letter writers to the New York Times from Thursday, May 24th. That was just, of course, yesterday. And I find this commentary very interesting because I couldn't put it better myself. And I think it captures, in many respects, two different things. Number one, the fact that there are so many people who are angry about the fact that the Democrats are playing along with the Republicans on this hellish war in the Middle East, despite, point number two, despite the fact that the Democrats are pretending to be opposed to the war. And the third point being that so many of these people writing letters to the editor of the New York Times are obviously very sincere and very confused and upset and concerned. As one writer says, dismayed, disappointed, and frustrated. But they don't quite get it, folks. They don't understand that the Democrats and the Republicans alike are controlled lock, stock, and barrel by the same gang. We'll talk about that when we come back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, live, not pre-recorded. Very much awake here with you this evening. We'll go to some phone calls later, I'm sure, when we get a chance to do that. But in the meantime, I want to read you these. I'm not going to read them all, but I want to just read some selections from letters to the editor of the New York Times yesterday. Cindy L. Harden of Brooklyn writes, "I am dismayed, disappointed, and frustrated. Dismayed that more soldiers are dying each day in this war of choice. Disappointed that the spineless Democratic-controlled Congress has backed down to the Bush administration and removed the timelines from the war spending bill. Periodically, your editorials and op-ed articles lament that the American people are complacent and isolated from the horrors of this war. Well, we are not complacent. We have spoken at many protests, and most important, in last November's elections. But apparently we have not been heard." Matthew Green of Berkeley, California writes, "I was disgusted to learn that congressional Democrats relented Tuesday on their demand for a timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq. I am utterly baffled that an incompetent president responsible for an illegal and drastically destructive war still has the political upper hand in this shameful debacle. What is going on here?" And Mr. Green asked that question. Well, I'm going to respond to that in a minute, folks. But anyway, he goes on. "In November, the American people made it blatantly clear that they had lost faith both in this war and in the leaders who waged it. I realize the veto dilemma Democrats face, but they cannot back down on a timetable. Thanks to failed policy, Iraq is in ruins and the death toll climbs daily. Congress must stand strong on this issue. It is what Americans have said they want and what we all must demand. Then Gary Abramson of Goshen, New York writes, the next time Democrats are indignant about people voting for a third-party candidate instead of theirs, they might recall how they backed down regarding the Iraq war financing issue. For a little perspective. Well, folks, I agree with those sentiments. I think many of you do, too. But again, I say that this reflects the basic ignorance of the American people. Now, I don't know Cindy Hardin, Gary Abramson, or Matthew Green. Two of those names may be Jewish. It's irrelevant in this discussion, but maybe it isn't. Maybe it is relevant, but what these people obviously don't seem to realize or don't seem to understand, or maybe just have no capacity of understanding, is the fact that the reason why the Democrats are going along with the Republicans on this is because it's all programmed. The Jewish lobby and the powerful Jewish groups in this country that make up the Jewish lobby and their friends in Israel wanted the United States to go into Iraq, and the United States went into Iraq accordingly. Now these grandstanders like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and I believe Christopher Dodd, perhaps, in any case, these guys and gals in this case, who are running for president now, they voted against the president on this one. But when all was said and done, the Democratic Party went along with this, folks. And the reason why the Democratic Party went along with it is because the Democratic Party, even more so than the Republican Party, is owned and operated by Jewish money. Now, there are those of you out there right now who are screaming, oh, my God, that's an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Or, oh, Piper's blaming it on the poor Jews, when we in fact know that the Council on Foreign Relations and the Illuminati control the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Well, if you go to the campaign contribution pages and go to websites such as campaignmoney.com and start looking at where the money is coming from for the major political parties, you will see that a substantial amount of that money is coming from Jewish sources. And these are pro-Israel Jewish sources. These are sources of money that wanted us to go to war in Iraq. And now they want us to go to war in Iran. Why do they want us to go there? Because it is part of the Jewish Zionist agenda. And you see, most Americans don't look beyond the Republican and Democratic labels. They're still caught up in this conservative versus liberal, Republican versus Democrat, and they just don't realize the power and influence of these special interest groups. And they just cannot conceive of the fact that there are such special interest groups that have such an absolute devotion to a foreign country. Well, folks, these articles or these letters to the editor from the New York Times, as I say, they represent the frustration of a lot of good people around the country. And as I said to a friend of mine I know up here on Capitol Hill, he's a retired journalist, a very liberal Democrat, just absolutely thinks the Democratic Party is the best thing since sliced bread. He absolutely hates the Republicans. And, of course, he's been opposed to the war, mainly because he perceived it as a Republican war. But I said to him, I said, you know, the Democrats are taking us for a ride. And I said, until we firmly address Jewish power in this country, we're going to keep on getting taken for a ride on these big issues of an international nature. That's just the bottom line of it, folks. That's very hard. That's very hard for people to deal with. But, you know, this war is getting worse, and it's getting us in trouble. And, you know, I'll tell you what's interesting. This month in the Washington Monthly, which is a pretty good publication, it's a glossy magazine, has a lot of interesting articles. They have a series of articles written by 7 recent war veterans. And one of these gentlemen named Clint Douglas says this. He says, when the legions return home and the extent of the mendacity that led to this Iraqi venture sinks in, we might witness a sea change in American politics. If those who fought and bled and died come to feel it was for nothing, they're going to be very, very pissed off. I doubt they'll quietly move to the margins of society. They're the best educated military that the country has ever had, and they'll demand to be heard. I've been talking about that man or woman on a white horse. It could be a woman on a white horse. It ain't going to be Hillary Clinton. But if we ever have any serious revolution in this country led by a veteran, I think it'll be a veteran of this hellish Jewish war of survival being carried out in Iraq right now. Mr. Douglas goes on to say, the monsters unleashed by the war in Iraq will plague us long after I and the readers of this column are dead. 2 million Iraqis are refugees, creating the largest displacement of people since the creation of the State of Israel. Unifying the generations of Iraqis who grow up in squalid refugee camps will be an implacable hatred of the United States. Whether we depart from Iraq in 2 days or in 2 years will not change this fact. Think about that. Think about that. And they wonder why there's terrorism. Oh, yes, the terrorism is because they hate our democracy and they don't like McDonald's and they don't like rock and roll music. And, that's why there's terrorism, folks. Yeah, we believe that. You know, there are lots of smart veterans out there who I think are going to be the leaders. You know, I'm comfortable sitting here in a chair in Washington, D.C., you're sitting in your homes out there, but there are people, good people, people signed up for the National Guard, being dragged back to Iraq time and again to fight this insane war. Some of these people, they may be the leaders who finally say, let's roll. And there's going to be hell to pay. There's going to be hell to pay for all these crooked politicians and their financial backers in the Jewish lobby. A lot of Democrats are beginning to understand there's something wrong now that their party has been co-opted so obviously on such a big issue that very clearly had a major impact on the recent election. And should there be any question about it? I mean, look at Hillary Clinton, this woman who's taking her campaign to the people. The Nation magazine has a big story, June 4th, 2007. Hillary Clinton is owned lock, stock, and barrel by special interests. I mean, this woman gets more campaign contributions from the plutocrats and the capitalists than your average Republican, for God's sake. I mean, can there be any doubt that the major parties and the major candidates are bought and paid for? Ron Paul isn't. I know there's people out there who are mad at Ron Paul because he's not out there questioning the 911 story. He's doing everything else but that. There's people who are mad at Ron Paul. I just saw an article in the Washington Jewish Week here the other day saying that Ron Paul was guilty of a slur. You know what that slur was? He once said in a 1992 newsletter, by far the most powerful lobby in Washington of the bad sort is the Israeli government. They're also mad because he said that Zionists stifle criticism, according to a story in the Houston Chronicle. That's a really bad thing for Ron Paul to tell the truth, isn't it, folks? Yeah, you know, we do need some cleanup in this country, and as I always say, Ron Paul may not be perfect, and I haven't even really endorsed Ron Paul. I know a lot of people who I wouldn't support for president, but I know that Ron Paul is one I would certainly support for president more so than I would support many of these other gangsters and criminals. So, you know, we don't have to put all our eggs in one basket. And, you know, for those of us who are a little bit more cynical about it all, the fact remains that we figure the elections are fixed anyway and that a good, honest candidate like Ron Paul isn't going to be able to go anywhere. So what do we do, folks? Well, when we come back, a little bit of talk about 911, and then Queen Esther Huffschmidt. Why is Queen Esther so reticent, or previously so reticent, to talk about Zionism? I think maybe we might have the answer. Thanks to no less than Christopher Bolin. Stay tuned. Be lots of fun, folks.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know what, folks? We have a lot of callers here, and I'm going to go to the callers in just a moment. I'm going to pass on talking about Queen Eric tonight, although it's a great story. We're going to wait till next week to talk about it, so that'll give your friends, give everybody out there the opportunity to tell people to be sure to tune in to Piper's show on republicbroadcasting.org on Monday night for our big blowout on Eric Hufschmidt. Very, very interesting information about him, and it, believe it or not, it came to me from Christopher Bolin. Okay, but there is something very important we need to talk about here, folks. That is the fact that you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network right now. The reason why you're listening is because you can handle the truth. The reason why you can handle the truth is because you are an informed American who somehow has managed to escape the brainwashing of the Jewish-controlled major broadcast media in particular and the generally insidious print media in this country, which has fewer and fewer alternatives, even in the mainstream media, that are not controlled by this media monopoly. But there is an alternative in radio, and it's called Republic Broadcasting. So that's why Republic needs your support, folks. You know, Republic doesn't have advertising from the big automotive companies or the drug companies or the big banks, and you know why. The Republic does have small advertisers, but those advertisers aren't enough to keep the network going. The network needs all the support you can provide, and that's why I'm asking you to make donations to Republic Broadcasting. You can, if you have PayPal, you can do it on the internet. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org on the internet and make a donation by PayPal. You have to be a PayPal person to do that. You have to be a member of PayPal. But you can also just send a donation directly to RBN in Round Rock, Texas. That's an easy name to remember, Round Rock, Texas. The street address for RBN is 1015 South Mays Street, M-A-Y-S, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Yeah, do make a donation, folks. Or, you know, if you want to buy some good books or videos, maybe you already have some of them. You know, maybe you know somebody who needs some of them. Go on the republicbroadcasting.org website and patronize. Patronize Republic. Help it out any way you can, because, you know, if you like this show, if you like other programming in this network, that's your way to show your support for the network. Well, that should be said every hour on the hour. We don't want to take up a lot of time to do it, but it's necessary to do it. You know, the public broadcasting stations do it all the time, and they are subsidized by big corporations, but they even need backing. Well, RBN is not subsidized except by your support. Keep that in mind, folks. Keep that in mind. All right, well, we're going to go to the callers now. We're going to hold off on hitting this coprophilic, pin-headed hermaphrodite till next week. Anyway, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, what's going on? Did you miss me last night?
Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing better than you because you have a lot of health problems. I understand allergies.
Yeah, but I wasn't sick yesterday, Jim. I just needed to take a nap, and lo and behold, I slept through the program. I didn't set the alarm right.
Well, I talked to your buddy Mark Glenn. He called me, and I talked to him about, you know, your allergies and the fact that you have a lot of allergies. But I explained to him that I have much more outrageous allergies than you ever even thought of because I was born allergic to Jews. And worse than that, I was also born allergic to Shabbos Goy. So anybody I see on TV or listen to on the radio causes my stomach to knot up, and I get physically sick. I mean, if I see Woody Allen or Larry King or Henry Kissinger or Sarah Bernhardt or Martin Indyke or any of those people, I get physically ill. I'm amazed that I've survived this long. Can you imagine that? Where everywhere you look on TV, your stomach knots up, and you think you want to throw up.
Well,
and
you know what, Jim? I seldom watch TV myself. The only time I ever watch TV is if I'm watching a video that I have selected myself. I seldom ever turn on television at all, so I don't have the pleasure or displeasure of seeing most of the garbage that's on there. But, you know, I do know that what always amazed me was that when I would turn on the television and if there was a particularly garbage-like show on, it would be on the Fox network, which is controlled by Rupert Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch is supposed to be the big conservative Republican who's promoting, you know, family values through his news outlets and everything. And some of the most hellish garbage you can find is on Rupert Murdoch's Fox Network.
It's no more hellish than Sumner Redstone's CBS or What's-His-Face's NBC. It's all the same.
I guess beauty or garbage is in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely.
All right, hang on for the break, Jim.
Sure.
This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening because you can handle the truth. And you can also handle a donation, so please make one to RBN. really helps out, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we have Jim in Texas aboard with us. Jim, you know, I was thinking during the break, I'll tell you something. You know, in my experience over the years, I have done a lot of business with Jewish people on a regular basis, have interacted. I went to a school that was very heavily Jewish and knew a lot of Jews. Unlike a lot of people who are anti-Jewish or anti-Israel, I actually know Jews, have dealt with them on a regular basis. And, you know, I'll tell you something. My feeling has been that, you know, as long as Jews don't try to impose their will upon others and don't exercise inordinate political clout and try to impose their thinking on people, then they're free to do what they want to do. But unfortunately, in this country, in the bigger picture, what we have is this problem. We have a Jewish problem because of the fact that there is this gigantic conglomeration of Jewish money that is used in a very negative political way, and I can't think of anything more negative than war. So, you know, I'm issuing an invitation. I'm issuing an invitation for the powerful Jewish organizations and Jewish people in America who keep getting us into these unnecessary wars. I'm inviting them to join the human race. I'm holding out my hand and saying, join us. Become human beings. Forget about your power. Forget about all your money. Forget trying to dictate to the rest of us how we should live. I don't see the Chinese Americans doing that, or the Japanese Americans, or the Korean Americans. They're out there making money and being successful, but they're not demanding that we fight wars all over the world to advance some particular cause. What do you have to say, Jim?
Well, all I got to say is that your last statement would compare you to Don Quixote flailing at windmills. Okay, it's not going to happen, Mike. I'm sorry. They will stick together to the bitter end. You will never, ever, you can talk, I don't know how many Jewish friends you got, I couldn't care less. It might be 10, 20, it might be 100. I don't care. But if you say, let's have a march on the Holocaust Museum in downtown Washington and say, tear down this monstrosity, tear down this shibboleth of lies, this complete farce that nobody with three brain cells could actually believe, and there would be none of them go with you. Not one. I can guarantee it.
Oh, well, I think you're absolutely 100% right, Jim. You're absolutely right about that. That's for sure.
So it boils down to, you know, they'll say, well, I'm not involved in this. You know, I was only driving a getaway car. You know, this is what it boils down to, Mike. I'm sorry to be so blunt about it, but that's the way life is, and I state it the way I see it. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong. So far, nobody ever has.
Well, you know? Like I say, Jim, you know, I guess I'm the Pollyanna here, you know. I'm still hoping there's hope.
Yeah, well, you kind of are a Pollyanna, Mike. And that's nothing wrong with being a semi-Pollyanna. Sometimes I get up a little bit of hope, and then I'll turn on the TV, and there will be Martin Indyke telling us what we should do in the Middle East, or Henry Kissinger with it. Oh, man, Mike, that man makes me sick to look at him, always has. And there will be people sitting there nodding their heads and swallowing that bull crap, and it just makes me sick. Because there's no hope until you have to draw the line like they do. They are all or nothing. That's the way they operate.
Well, you see, I guess that's where you and I come together, Jim, because that's what I'm saying right now. I'm holding out my hand with a great deal of hope, but it looks hopeless. So then we draw the line.
Your hand's going to look like Mother Hubbard's cupboard. It's going to be empty. Sorry, Mike. That's the way it's going to be.
Thanks for your call. All right, let's go to, you know, I'm sorry to say, I always say this, you know, I wish I was wrong, but I think Jim's right. Let's go to Larry in Florida. Larry?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
If you hold out your hand to the Jews long enough, they'll probably take some money out of it. My friends have said, you know, why do I hate Jews and why do I hate blacks? And I keep trying to explain to my friends that I do not hate Jews and I do not hate blacks. I hate Jewish power because, you know, they're a tribe within a tribe. They're only loyal to themselves. They don't give a hoot about us. And they're pushing their own agenda. And as far as the blacks goes, you got 12% of the population committing 70% of the violent street crime. You know, that I don't know how we've lived with that for so long. That's completely unacceptable to me.
A large part of that is this goddamn drug problem, and I choose that word very deliberately because these drugs are a damnation. They have contributed so much to the rise in crime, and these criminals in government pretend that they're doing something about it, and they know damn well they're not.
Well, you know. Like I said before, I'm 55 years old. In 1963, when I was a boy, I was about 12, my mom worked as a switchboard operator. Remember switchboards?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She worked as a switchboard operator for the St. Petersburg, Florida Police Department. And if I did my homework and didn't get in her hair too bad during the week, on weekend nights when she was working the 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift, sometimes I'd be up really late at night, and me and her would be talking on the phone while she was at work. And she would let me listen in to the incoming calls to the police department, you know, the 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. And even back then, this is before there was any kind of drugs around. This was 1963. I guess alcohol was the big thing back then. The Negroes, as we called them in those days, were still raising holy hell over on their side of the town, and I got to listen in on the incoming calls. So there's always been my dad was an MP in World War II over in Europe, and so was one of my uncles. And the black soldiers, whenever you hear about the black servicemen of World War II, you always hear about the Tuskegee Airmen, and that's all you hear about. Well, over there, the average black GI was always the stockades, which is like the army prisons. Stockades were filled with blacks all the time for all kinds of serious offenses, rapes and murders of civilians and all kinds of things. And it was that way in World War II. So just because we got a drug epidemic now, this is just the latest thing. I mean, it's always...
Well, you know, I think part of the problem, though, is because what the drugs have done even more in the days following desegregation and the civil rights movement and all that turmoil of the 60s, the drugs have just absolutely decimated any semblance of structure in family structure in the black community. And, you know, it's just gotten 10 times worse than it ever was.
Actually, Mike, the welfare system decimated any family structure. Once women could live without the father of their children... without any support from the father of the children, that was the end of the black family, and that goes back 50 years.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the last 50 years of talk about genocide.
Yeah. Well, you know. Oh, by the way, tomorrow's the day for the poor man's Holocaust revision conference.
Yes, it's in Hillsboro, West Virginia. The National Alliance is holding an international Holocaust conference. I know a couple people who are going. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to have a good crowd there.
Yeah, down here in South Florida, and the gas prices are too high. If I could get three or four guys to go with me, you know, to share the gas expense, that would be something. But, you know, I'm the only neo-Nazi down here, I guess. So,
let me let you in a little secret, Larry. I know a hell of a lot of neo-Nazis in Florida.
Well, geez, introduce me to something.
I guess I'm going to have to do that.
I feel like the Maytag repairman down here. Well, anyway, you're saying you hope to somebody come along on a white horse and rescue us all someday. Some sort of dictator or somebody, which would be fine. But the thing about it is, whoever he is or she is, as you said,
trying to be very liberal and politically correct. Yeah,
yeah. They're going to have to have followers to make it happen. And I don't see anybody getting off their duff and doing a thing. Although, you know, I tell you what, I got the feeling the person on the white horse might be Mexican, because They out of nowhere can put a million people into the streets marching and waving flags in cities all over this country. Just like that, kaboom.
Well, at the rate their population is growing in this country, they're going to have a vested stake in taking it over completely. So maybe they are going to ride. Maybe it'll be on a donkey rather than a white horse.
Well, I tell you what, they have the youth and they have the energy and the toughness and the self-discipline to actually take this country from us. They don't have the intelligence to do anything with it, but they have the numbers, and they have the youth and the vigor. And I mean, if you think about what they went through to get here, you know, sneaking under fences and, you know, sneaking through the desert and
swimming across the river. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then they work, you know, that when I see pictures of them on TV, you know, bending over picking lettuce and stuff, I could do that for about an hour. Then I'd pass out from the heat. You know, So I mean, they will take this country, and they are taking this country. And there's the only thing that will stop them is if the economy crashes so bad that the white middle class turns into the white homeless class, and they're looking for somebody to blame, and they start hanging the politicians from lampposts. By the way, is there a lamppost, aluminum lamppost in Washington, D.C., strong enough to hold Ted Kennedy?
He's lost some weight. He's not as heavy as he used to be.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, because I'm sure it would bend to the ground the way I seen it used to see him. He'd bend to the ground, and then he'd just take the rope off his neck and walk away.
I think Ted stopped drinking.
Oh.
All right. I got to move on here, Larry.
Okay,
you take care of yourself.
Have a good weekend.
All right. We have Country Boy. I think it's Country Boy calling from Indiana.
What is a Shabbos Goy?
A Shabbos Goy, the technical definition for it, is a Gentile who carries out deeds on the Jewish Sabbath for a Jew who is very religious and orthodox and who cannot carry out those processes. But in a more practical sense, a Shabbos Goy in our political reality today are all these Goyim, these non-Jewish politicians and quote-unquote public servants and bureaucrats who are carrying out the Jewish agenda in every possible way.
You said earlier the reason why we're listening to Republic Broadcasting is because we can't handle the truth. But you want to know the reason why I'm listening is because it has your program on and because you are the subject matter expert on Judaica. There's other programs on RBN where people will tell you that it's actually the Vatican and not the Jews. So the reason why I'm listening is because you're on the air. Now, a specific question on your subject matter. Hey, there's organizations like the NRA and the GOA, Gun Owners of America, but both of these gave awards to former Representative Tom DeLay of Texas, who's a big Zionist. Now, there's another organization, and I know after what you and Jim just got talking about for 5 minutes, is that this thing is already answered, but let me put it before you. There's a group called JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and it's out of Wisconsin. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes, I've seen their website. I've read their literature, yeah.
And the guy who heads it is Aaron Zellman, and he is actually a rabbi. Now, in the Gospels, it said, there's a question. It says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I believe it was Nazareth. In other words, they were talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. And my question is, can anything good come out of a organization that has Jewish in its name? In other words, can a AFP type be a member of an organization such as JPFO, or are all of these organizations part of the Zionist agenda?
Boy, that's a tough question because, you know, I tell you, we just had a very important lawsuit here in the District of Columbia that is potentially going to play a major part in breaking down some of these restrictive gun control laws we have here in the district. And two of the key lawyers involved in these suits were Jewish lawyers. So, you know, I mean, let's give credit where credit is due. Now, as far as these organizations like the NRA, you know, they're focusing on the gun issue alone.
No, these
of course,
guys
that's why they give an award to Tom DeLay. They evidently find him very palatable as far as the gun control issue is concerned. So I don't know. I mean, there are some people who are absolutely convinced that everything is a charade, everything is a facade, and that all the groups are somehow controlled or somehow influenced one way or the other. So,
well,
you know, I don't know enough about Aaron Zellman and his organization to make a judgment.
Excuse me. What did you say about Aaron Zellman?
I don't know enough about him to really make a judgment, but if he's doing something good as far as gun control is concerned, then I think that's good because I'm against gun control.
And, you know, the thing that you sized up about the Jews, I would also list in that number that you had, is they got to give up this kosher tax. You try and find stuff that you're not given a percentage for that kosher. I can't even find carrots that aren't kosher. I don't want them, but there's no selection. You want carrots, you got to buy the ones that got the kosher mark if you go to Walmart.
You know, I was in a little grocery store the other day with a friend of mine, and I started talking about the kosher tax, and, you know, he had never heard of it before, and I started showing him all the different products that were kosher, stuff like aluminum foil. And he said, do you mean to tell me the Jews make money off this? And I said, my friend, they do. And that set him off.
Yeah, well, the problem is that's about 1 or 2% of the population that knows what's going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So two other things. Hey, you know, a caller from Northwest Indiana, Kevin, and he's a micro broadcaster, so he actually puts out your signal.
Yeah, hey, hang on there, country boy. It's Michael Collins Piper. We're going to a break. Stay tuned, folks. This is Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Here we have Country Boy from Indiana on board with us. Yeah, you were about to make a point there, Country Boy.
I'm sorry I'm hogging all the time here.
Go ahead.
Did you just hear this advertisement for Father John Martinez?
I have heard the advertisement, yeah.
Hey, you should get him on, see if you can get him on as a guest.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I got a letter from him a couple years ago. We had a little bit of correspondence. He's a good man. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, now this Kevin from Indiana, he said something. I didn't get his point about, you know, like leave it all in the hands of God or something, but do you recall his call?
Yes, I do, yeah.
All right, and then secondly, here's another point. A guy called in, I think he said he was the Jew from Oklahoma, but he had some good points. He kind of stumped you. But I wanted to make this point. Adversity and disagreement is memorable because I remember those calls. And, you know, it's all the time if you get a guest or somebody and everybody's agreeing with them, calling in agreeing, then it's really they don't make their point or make a memory of it. So, all right, other than that, I want to make a point. On one of the hosts on RBN, they had that same advertisement, and then the host came and said, this guy, he says, I don't agree with him. I don't agree anything about that, about Zionism. What it is the Vatican. So it's amazing that the hosts are not supposed to speak bad about one another, but you actually had a host speak bad about one of the advertisers, and nobody called him on it.
Yeah, well, I don't think he should have done that, because those advertisers, you know, they're putting their money into the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they're making it possible for all of us who are on this network to say what we do have to say, whether or not they even necessarily agree with us. So I wouldn't even think for a second about saying something negative about one of the advertisers, and I occasionally may hear something on an advertisement here in the network that I may not agree with completely, but I wouldn't say anything about it myself.
Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, country boy. We have time, just a little bit of time, for Edward in Ohio. Edward, I'm going to bring you up, but we'll probably have to cut you off, but fire away.
Yes, hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
I'm great. This is Mike from Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, Mike from Arizona, you're aboard with us, all right? Go ahead.
Good night. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to, on this Memorial Day weekend, I'd just like to remember all those that went before. And on last night's program, you were asking for people to contribute to Jewish History Month.
Right.
Okay, I got a couple of them. Barak Goldstein, Brooklyn, New York born, life member of the JBL, went into a mosque in Palestine and machine gunned 29 people in the back and killed them. And the ensuing riot killed another 21 more.
He's a good role model.
Say again?
I say he's a good role model.
Yes, the Scherzberg, it was a ship in international water in the Mediterranean that the Israelis hijacked their cargo of 200 tons of uranium in November of 1968. Then Irv Rubin and Earl Krugel, members of the JDL terrorists, they were going to go blow up a congressman's office, a federal building, and a mosque in California. And luckily they were caught. Irv Rubin slit his throat and jumped over a two-story balcony, ended up on a ventilator, circling the drain for a couple of weeks, and then he died, and they sent Earl Krugel here to Phoenix, and somebody was fortunate enough to bash his brains in with a concrete block. So
I had the pleasure of meeting those two people one time. I use that term people very loosely here.
That's for sure. Hey, and one last thing, talked about the Zionist Connection, the book on your program before.
Mm-hmm.
And I found there's a website. It's Alfred Lilienthal. It's LILIENTHAL.com.
All right.
And you can get quite a few of the chapters of the Zionist Connection right there on his website.
Good website, AlfredLilienthal.com. An American Jew who once said, Israel's flag is not mine. I know Dr. Lilienthal. He's a good man. All right, Mike, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight. I will be here Monday night, God willing, and we'll talk about Queen Esther Hufschmidt. Tell everybody to listen in.